Got a nice crowd. Appreciate everybody that's here. Especially want to say thank you to each of our visitors who are here. And wherever you're from, we're glad to have you. But we want to take special note. We've got quite a few folks from over at Lighthouse Baptist Church with us tonight. And we really appreciate you folks. And got their pastor, Chris Page, with us and a number of the members. We were blessed to be there this afternoon at the 3 o'clock service. You know, they'd moved that up so that Trey was preaching for him this morning in the second service too. And that helped him so that he could get home earlier. It helped us so we could go and listen to him preach this afternoon. And I appreciate the folks. Had quite a few folks from here that stopped over there and was in service over there. Had a good service and enjoyed it real good. And enjoyed them telling about this morning's service. Their service this morning sounded similar to our service. They had one got saved and had some renewed up and had a lot of people on the altar. And so it was a blessing. And we really appreciate getting to be with those folks and have them here. And I'll just share this with you. Chris announced it over there that we were going to have service tonight, and I appreciate that. He said, and I'm planning on going. And so after church, I got up close to him. I said, I really appreciate you announcing that, and I appreciate you being planning on coming. But I want to tell you, if you're going to come, be ready. You might have to do something. And so I gave him a clue what that was because I gave him the microphone a while ago. And so it's sure good to be here and good to have everybody. I want to read a scripture that got on my heart. It's in, let me get it here. It's in the book of Romans. It's the 8th chapter and the 16th and 17th verse. I love this. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. And I love that. Let's stand for a moment and we'll pray. As we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for blessing us and being so good to us. And God, we just praise your name tonight. And we thank you for everyone that's here. God, we just ask you to help us have a spiritual meeting. Let us worship you in spirit and in truth tonight. God, speak to somebody's heart. Lord, we have so many people, and you know our hearts. You know we've got burdens for folks, and we thank you for that. And we just ask you to speak to people, Lord, and call with great power. God, we just ask you these things and praise you in Jesus' loving name, and amen. Amen. You may be seated, and we'll turn over to the choir and Brother Taylor.
Page 180.
Everybody will be here.
Page 292.
Our sin share.
Savage Jubilee. Yeah. That's for sure. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. My name is there. And that's what we're going to sing next. I got it on my heart. Page 346. My name is there. I know it without a shadow of doubt. I know my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm looking forward to going one day.
Thankful to be here tonight. Thankful to know that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life tonight. I just got a scripture that's been on my heart all day today. The 10th chapter of John, 14th verse says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. I'm thankful tonight that I've got a personal relationship with the King of Kings tonight. I don't have to wonder. I don't have to hope. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am His and He is mine tonight, and that my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's good to be here. Good to have that blessed assurance tonight. And I pray if you don't have that assurance tonight, you don't know that you know that you know that you'll come and find it. I'll ask this time if everyone will, please stand to your feet. We'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. Hands all over the house. Lots to pray for tonight. Anyone have a spoken prayer request? Amen. 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 We're thankful for your family. It's been a blessing to me and this church. Anyone else tonight? appreciate that. Let's really remember those requests, church. Amen. It's a good request. Amen.
You can already feel the power of God here in such a great way. And so let's just pray that God speak to the lost and them that's out of fellowship. And also pray for my wife. She has to have surgery on the veins in her legs tomorrow. And she's home making preparations for that now. But just pray for her. And but especially, let's pray for the lost tonight.
Anybody else tonight? If not, let's really be much in prayer, church. We're going to ask Hayden to lead us in prayer. We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Just follow the Lord tonight. Like Terry said, I can already feel that conviction stirring up in the church house. I feel like God's already calling to someone tonight. It's important we follow the Lord. If you've got a testimony to give, give it. If you've got a song to sing, sing it. If you need to come to this altar, run. Anybody at all? Let's pray for him, church.
when my life here shall end. I'll shout it with victory as I'm leaving here. What a journey this journey has been. While here on this journey, as onward I go, I've seen many great sights to behold, but none will compare to the beauties of heaven, where the half has never been told. I started this journey at an altar of prayer, where he gloriously saved me that day. This journey has seen many blessings and trials. He's been with me each step of the way. What a journey this journey has been with my Lord, walking and talking with him. He has ever been faithful there by my side. On him I can depend. Oh, steps may grow weary as I am nearing the time when my life here shall end. I'll shout it with victory as I'm leaving here. What a journey this journey has been.
I feel like telling this story. I may have told it before, I may not have. My grandpa was diagnosed with brain cancer. I sit with him. I go over there every Wednesday, and I still do. My grandma still cooks for me, and we were sitting over there, and my grandpa, every once in a while, he'd have some thoughts that were a little out of there because his brain had cancer in it, and I was sitting there talking to him. I said, Grandpa, I really feel like I might need to learn that song, What a Journey. And, you know, he kind of looked off into the distance, and I didn't think much of it. He didn't really answer me. He was just looking out. And a few minutes later, we were talking about something else. He looked over at me and said, I really think you need to sing that song, Taylor. Yeah. And at the time, I didn't really think too much of it. And after he passed away, or coming close to time when he was passing away, I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what my grandpa was thinking about right there? He had the clearest mind ever. He was looking back over the times in his life. He was saying, what a journey this journey has been. I can't wait. One day, I'm going to come across to a point where I'm about to die. I'm going to be in that same spot my grandpa was in. I'm going to look back on my life and say, Lord, what a journey this journey has been. You've been so good to me. I can't thank you and praise you enough. So I'm thankful to be here. While here on this journey, as onward I go, I've seen many great sights to behold, but none will compare to the beauties of heaven, where the half has never been told. I started this journey at an altar of prayer, where he gloriously saved me that day. This journey has seen many blessings and trials. He's been with me each step of the way. What a journey this journey has been with my Lord, walking and talking with him. He has ever been faithful there by my side. On him I can depend. Those steps may grow weary as I am nearing the
the time when my life here shall end. I'll shout it with victory as I'm leaving here. What a journey this journey has been.
It started right there at that altar. It really didn't start right there, though. It started somewhere between that seat back there and on the way up here. Because by the time I got down, God said, it's over. You got it. It's finished. This song talks about Jesus, how he's more than anybody could ever tell me about. The experiences that I've had with him, nobody could have prepared me. For the way he's made me into. I'm just so happy that God's for me. So let's just try. Please pray for us. We've not practiced this much. They told me that Jesus would carry my burdens. They told me safely and surely pilot me through.
Forever.
Appreciate those songs. Appreciate Gary's move. I really love that first song they sang, What a Journey. It says, He's been with me each step of the way. I got saved when I was a six-year-old boy, and I might have turned away from Him, but He's never left me. He's never forsook me. He's been walking with me for the last 26 years, and He's going to keep doing it. I'm thankful tonight. I feel like now's a good time. I'm going to turn it over to my pastor.
Amen. Thank the Lord for being here, and thank the Lord for the great, powerful spirit we can feel. Thank the Lord for the choir singing, the special singing, the opening up, the prayer, the testimonies. God's really here in a great way tonight. And I'm looking forward to hearing Brother Chris preach tonight. And let's just pray and pray and pray. Give our undivided attention and pray with everything that within us is. And when God speaks to you tonight, if you're hearing God speaks to you, don't hesitate. Just come on to the altar. Mind the Lord. And so it's my honor and my privilege to turn over Brother Chris Page. Come on, preacher.
I do desire your prayers tonight. We're a little nervous, but we just come off, as Terry has said, some of you were there, a great weekend of revival. And boy, I tell you what, it was a powerful time, and we've seen God do some wonderful, marvelous things. We were sharing some of that this afternoon, but, you know, we've seen people get what they need. A difference is made in people's lives, and we've seen a salvation, and boy, I tell you what, it just fired me up. And you know, Terry, when he was leaving, as he said, you know, if you come, you know, you might have to do something. And I said, buddy, I don't know. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. And I got to say something about those songs. Me and Terry and others, we get up and we say, boy, we appreciate those songs. But, boy, when songs are sung in the Spirit of God, amen, boy, I tell you what, it'll get the church on fire, amen. And, boy, I tell you, what a journey. Boy, I tell you what a journey it's been. And I wouldn't give nothing for the journey. Boy, even all the heartaches and all the troubles and all the trials and all the stuff that comes with it, but I tell you what, I wouldn't give nothing for it. Because I tell you what, I think there was a part of that song there, maybe the song you sung said, hey, you know what? The things that Jesus has done for me and the things He's allowed me to be part of, boy, I couldn't imagine in 1,000 years I'd ever got to see such a thing, amen, or be part of such a thing. Boy, I'm fired up tonight. You guys, please pray for us. Please pray for us. God has put a thought on our heart, and we're going to go to the book of Hebrews. It's a familiar verse, these are familiar verses to most of us, but Hebrews chapter 4. And we're going to start reading in verse 14. So Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. And please, please, please be in prayer. Because I got news for you. You know, you hear it said all the time. One of the things I love about our association and getting together is all that, you know, we're honest. We say, hey, look, we can't preach it. It's God that preaches. Amen. So my prayer down there a while ago was, God, get me out of the way. Amen. Get me out of the way. I don't want to be here to be, I don't want Chris Page to be seen. I want God to be heard and God to be felt. Amen. And the only way we can do that is by just getting us, you know, putting us to the side. So please, just be in prayer. All right. Verse 14 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Now, don't close your Bibles. I think we're going to read a little bit more, but I want to stop right there, okay? I want you, I don't know how many of you here tonight are saved by the grace of God, amen? But there is one thing. Look, the world can do a lot of things to me. The world can take my job, and the world can take my house, and the world can do a lot of things to me. But the one thing the world can't do is take away what God has done for me, amen? He saved my soul 41 years ago, amen? And it's still saved, and I'm going to stand on that profession. Because my God is greater than anything in this world. And my God, amen, is greater than anything. Listen, you might have a couple $1 million in the bank. You might have the biggest house and the biggest side of town. But if you don't got God, you absolutely have nothing. You say, I've heard that preached all my life. That's just poor people talking. No, it isn't. That's the people talking that knows how good God is.
Nobody has to convince me how good my God is. He took a little redneck heathen boy and he saved his soul, and then he kept him and he turned him. You know, listen, I want you to understand, when my wife met me 32 years ago, I was in a bad place. She has told people for years that I wasn't a very nice guy when she met me. You want to know why? Because I was running from my calling. I wasn't right with God. I was out of church one night after I heard the gospel preached, and I heard, you know, listen, my pastor, I asked him, I went to him, I said, hey, will you marry Amy and I? And he said, yeah, I'll marry you, but I want you to come to church. Will you come to church? I went to church. As this so happened that day, he was preaching on the prodigal son. I want you to understand, I lost sleep that night. I couldn't sleep. I didn't go forward right away. I stood there in a white-knuckled pew. But I want you to understand, it ate me alive, because I knew from the time I was 16 years old to now being 20 years old that I should be preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I ran, and I ran, and I ran. But I want you to understand, I looked at her one night, that following Monday, matter of fact, and I said, baby, will you go to church with me? She said, yeah, I'll go to church with you. She had no idea what the journey God had for us. Amen. But it's because of that profession all those years ago. Woo! Out on that little county. Listen, I got saved in a little bitty church on the Miami Shelby County line. Amen. And I want you to understand, I drive by it every now and then, and I think, boy, I got saved right there in that building. But I want you to understand this. It wasn't the building that is special. It wasn't that altar that was special. It's my God that is special. Amen. And I'm gonna hold tight to it. I know what I got. Amen. How many of you know what you got? Boy, the devil will try to tell us, and this world tries to tell us, that what we got's fake and what we got's false. And you know what? All it is, you know, I said it one night at our church. They say that we're brainwashing people and we just want to, you know, to control people. I want you to understand something. Terry don't want to control you. I don't want to control those people at Lighthouse. It's all I can do to control myself. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you about a God that if you'll come and you'll profess Him and you'll give your life to Him, woo, He will not only take you to heaven, He'll keep you while you're here. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to back down on that profession. Amen. I know what I got. I know what you got. And I know what your lovely wife got. I know what we have. Amen. And I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to shut up. And I'm not going to be quiet. And what they, listen, they tell us, they say, Terry, the way you and I preach, the way the Mel King and Israel and all these guys preach, that preaching that went on over our church this weekend, they'll tell you, hey, that's passe, that nobody wants to hear that anymore. They want us to stand up here and sound like professors. I got news for you. God didn't call me to be a professor. God called me to preach the gospel. And to hold tight to that profession. I know, well, that I know that I know that I'm a child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you what, man, you can't get no better than that. Amen. And I'm so glad. Listen, I work outside the church. I've been a bivocational pastor for 25 years. And you know what? My job at APS Materials might be the director of quality, but that ain't my calling. That's my profession. My calling, amen, is to preach the gospel. Woo, and you know what? That's exactly what I'm going to do as long as I have the breath in my body to do it. Amen? Amen. You say, boy, they're a little wild man up here. Amen. Verse 15 says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Amen? I want you to understand, we got a high priest that understands what we go through. We got a high priest that understands the battles that we have with Satan. And I want you to understand, we got a high priest that can feel what we feel. He's been here. He knows. Amen. He lived this earth, walked on this earth for 33 and a half years, they say. I don't know. I don't know if they know, but that's what they say. But he was here. That much I do know. Amen. And he experienced the temptations that we experience. The difference between you and I and him are that he did never sin. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, but he never did. And you know what? Woo! So when we go to him, he understands. He was tempted. You remember in scripture when the devil tempted him, amen? And he tempted him just like he tempts us. Amen. He was hungry. He tempted him that way. Amen. He says, if you do this, I'll give you the whole world. That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. He already owns it all. And just like when he comes at us with those kind of temptations, if you're here and you're a child of God, your father owns a cattle of 1,000 hills. What does that mean? If you study that out, that means he owns it all. You can't count his wealth. And I am an heir and joint heir with Christ Jesus. Which means it's mine. What daddy, what the father has is mine because of the blood of Jesus. Amen. I'm glad we have a Savior that understands. I'm glad that we have one. That, and listen, if you're here tonight and you've had somebody stabbed you in the back, Jesus got stabbed in the back. Amen? If you've been here tonight and somebody's done something awful to you, listen, one of his disciples turned on him, amen, and sold him out for filthy money, amen? Now, I understand that was all part of God's plan, but that goes to show you that Jesus understands everything that goes on in our lives. Amen. Now, this is really what we want to preach tonight. Be much of prayer. It says, let us, therefore, come boldly unto the throne of grace. Amen. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. Now, you be much of prayer. Be much of prayer. Listen. This verse is close to my heart. And you all know why it's close to my heart. I stood up in front of the church, I think it was just today, and I said, you know what, as of the 30th of last month, I've been pastor in Lighthouse Baptist Church officially for 25 years. And in that 25 years, I've been wronged, I've been lied on, I've been stabbed in the back, I've been tattled on. I mean, you name it, it happens. Terry knows I'm not lying. Brent knows I'm not lying. Those things happen. But you know what? I'm still standing here. And you want to know why? Not because of me, but because of my God. Amen? Because I have I got access to the throne of Almighty God. Amen. And when that devil comes, I can go to the throne. When trouble comes, I can go to the throne. Amen. I told him Friday night this year, 2024, man, you know what? It's been a rough one, boys. It started off in January. And boy, I tell you what, you know, the devil, we describe him a lot of times, and rightfully so, because the Bible describes him this way, as a snake and a deceiver, amen? He likes to slip around. But I want you to understand, I said this Friday night, some of you will know what I'm talking about. Sometimes the devil stops slipping around, and he just squares up on you, and he's wanting to fight. I want you to understand this. When that happens, I can't whip him, but my God can, amen? And when I go to the throne of grace, my God is more than capable of winning a victory. We stand and sing victory in Jesus. Woo! I want to tell you something. That's just not a song. That's a fact. And if you're here tonight and you have him and you have that profession, you have victory. Amen. And the devil will tell you you're whipped and he'll tell you to quit. So many pastors quit. So many church members quit. Amen. I mean, I said a thing one time, said you'll go through McDonald's 1,000 times and they mess up your order and you keep going. Something happens at the church, you quit. Amen. But I want you to tell you, listen, I could get some people, I've heard this, and I don't know, for the life of me, I don't know where this come from. They said, we don't need to pray. If you have a burden, pray once, leave it alone. If you have a problem, pray once, leave it alone. That sounds like teaching out of the hell to me. That sounds like the devil talking. I want you to understand, my God wants to hear from you. Your Father, if He's your Father, He wants to hear from you. If you got a problem, take it to God. Amen. You said, well, if you have any faith, you'll leave it there. I want you to understand something. There's enough going on in my life. I need to go to the throne of grace on a daily basis. Amen. And He'll help you. Listen, I was reading in Acts chapter 16. Some of you, you'll know these verses real well. And I think it starts like verse 23 or 24. Paul and Silas, they're doing what God called them to do. And all of a sudden, they know, the next thing they know, they're whipped, they're beaten, and they're thrown into the inner part of the jail. Amen. How many of you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, so what happens? They start singing and praising God come midnight. Amen. And God hears it. Amen. And all of a sudden, the earth, and listen, they've shackled them, okay? They got them shackled in there. All of a sudden, they start singing praises to God. They're not cursing God. They're not talking about God. They're not quitting on God. They're praising God. Amen. And all of a sudden, the earth shakes, and the chains fall off, and the doors open up. But they don't stop there. The jailer had been told, hey, look, you keep them, you hold them safely, I think is what the Bible says. That's why he put them on the inner part of the prison. And he comes running in, because if they'd got away, they'd have killed him. Amen. And all of a sudden, the next thing you know, when he realizes that Paul and Silas is still there, Paul hollers out at him. He runs in there and he says, sirs, read it. He says, sirs, what do I have to do to be saved? Amen. You know what they told him? You need to believe on Jesus Christ. Amen. If you're here today and you feel like you're wearing shackles, if you're here today and you've tried to get saved, but there's something holding you back, if you're here today and you've got problems and issues, I want you to know something. The God that I serve, the God that called you, the God that saved you, the God that wants to save you, He is greater than any prison, any problems, any shackles, any issues, and He will save you. And if you're saved, He will absolutely make the change. Listen, sometimes, boy, we're going to preach this a little bit. Sometimes we allow sin to chain us up. Sometimes we allow the issues in our lives to chain us up. Amen? We do. And you say, well, certainly you being a pastor, you wouldn't be guilty of that. Boy, I'd love to tell you that wasn't the case. But boy, I'd be lying, and I'm too afraid of my Father to do that. Amen. I want to tell you something. We allow that to happen. When I was reading in Acts, the thing that come to my heart says, and I'm going to calm down because I want all of you to get this. Listen to me. Listen to the Lord. If you're here tonight, and you are lost, and you have tried and tried and tried and tried to get saved, there is something somewhere holding you back. Amen? Whether it's something in your past, it's saint, whatever it is, I don't know. Is there something? Because if you surrender, God will save you. Amen? My God is able to break any chain that man or Satan puts on you. Can I get amen, church? And if you're here tonight and you're a child of God, you have that profession. But boy, Satan's just wearing you out. And you say, well, preacher, I'm not going to admit that. I got news for you. If you got kids, we understand. Amen. You got grown kids, we understand. Okay. If you got a wife, I understand. Okay. If you got a husband, my wife understands. Okay. If you got a job, I understand. If you pastor a church, I really understand. There's not a person in here, I don't care who you are, that don't have something going on in your life. Because the devil doesn't leave us alone. We have the ability to run him off, but he always comes back, and he always comes back breathing fire. He comes back and he goes after what we love. Amen. So we come into church a lot of times. I'm going to walk over here. There's a lot of church. We come into church a lot of times with heavy hearts, down in the spirit. Amen. We come in a lot of times needing to go to the altar, but we're not going to go to the altar. Because, you know, that's only for lost people. Church can't go to the altar. Boys, I'm going to tell you something. That's a lie straight from the devil. The church misses out on a lot because we are afraid and ashamed to go to the altar. Amen. I want you to understand the altar is a place not only of salvation, but it's a place of strength. It's a place where you can get a hold of God. Amen. We need to go boldly. Woo, to the throne of grace. We belong because we got the blood of Jesus. Amen. I have more, but we're going to quit because I believe God wants us to. But here's the invitation. Can I get somebody to get a song? A preacher, it's okay, right, Pastor? Here's the invitation tonight. And I want everybody, please, to give God your undivided attention. If you're here tonight and you come in heavy-hearted, you come in tonight, and you're saved, but you come in tonight and you got problems, you got issues, you got things weighing you down. Come boldly to the throne of grace tonight. It's not a time to set back. It's not a time to worry about what, you know, sister so-and-so thinks over there, brother so-and-so thinks over there. It's time for you to talk to your Father. Amen? Amen. Anybody else need to come? You ain't got to wait on music. Amen? And listen here, if you're here and you're lost, you need to move tonight. Amen? Would you come? If you're here and you need Jesus, you need to come. Amen? If you're here and you never made that profession, but man, you've tried and you tried, you need to come tonight and let God break those chains and get saved by the grace of God. All right, amen. Whoa, I don't know what to do. Anybody else? Come on. Come on. Anybody else need to pray? Anybody else need to come tonight? You come in here carrying a heavy load. Would you come? Would you come? Please come. Amen. Whoa, please come. Come on. Come on. Aren't you tired of carrying it around? Aren't you tired of carrying the burden? Please come. Please come. Come on. If you're here and you need to be saved, come on. Come on. Amen. Please come. Come on. Come on. Amen. 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 Hey, I can't quit because there's somebody else who needs to come tonight. Would you please come? Come on. Amen. Amen.
Thank the Lord for this move. But if you need to come, you come. Obey the Lord. Amen. 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 Thank God for that powerful gospel preaching. Full of power, full of the Holy Spirit. God used Brother Chris in a great, powerful way tonight. And I thank God, and I appreciate this move here. I'm going to turn over to him and Brother Josh in just a minute. But I want to say, even while we're here and while he's testifying or whatever's going on, you need to obey the Lord. Yeah. I have no doubt that there's others here that need to come to the altar. But I'm going to let you say what's on your heart, buddy.
I've been going through a lot for a very long time, and I can't hold it no more. I've been trying to do it myself, and I keep messing up and messing up. Right. And I just know that I need God more than my next breath. And the preacher brother was like preaching right to me, and I needed to hear this tonight. So
yes, sir.
I really, really, really need you guys' prayers so I can stay close to God and follow Him what I need to do and be back in church. So I owe you guys an apology.
Amen. Boy, thank the Lord for that. I'll tell you what, get us another verse of song. And we're, after a bit, we're going to shake hands. But we, other things, got one still praying. And while we have this next song, I want to urge you strongly. If you feel like God's dealing with you, even the tiniest bit, come. And I'll tell you what, so many things that God gave me to preach tonight, I just felt like was so powerful. And when He preached those different things, I thought, boy, that's going to somebody's heart. Just you could just feel it. It just moved with power. And I just praise God for it. So I believe, go ahead and sing, sis, when you feel like it. God bless you. Bless your heart, baby. God bless you.
Look, if you're here and you're lost, you need Jesus.
Help her, Lord. God, help her, Lord. Bless her. Bless her, my Father. Bless her, God. Help her. Help her, Lord. You okay, honey? Feel better?
Stuff that's going through with his mom and dad.
You got what?
With the stuff that's going on with his mom and dad.
Oh, okay.
They say there's no reason to sing about the blood, that it's too old-fashioned, a little bit much. They say they don't need it, they're better off without it, that they can manufacture God's touch. If they only knew what they were missing, Jesus' sweet blood. It's not a dream. Thank God I'm redeemed. His blood still amazes me. Oh, it means everything. This wretched sinner, it covered my sins and made me a winner. I'm not afraid of death and the grave. I've got sweet assurance. I know that I'm saved. I can't go to hell. There's no way it could happen. The blood's been applied. Forever I'm wrapped in God's love.
Come on.
His blood still amazes me.
Amen.
My heart was so lonely, inside I was dead, till Christ cleansed my soul with the blood that He shed. He knew I would need Him, I'm nothing without Him, so He suffered it all in my stead.
All your heart.
He saw this poor sinner with no hope inside. In mercy, He touched me, and now I'm alive for eternity. I'm forgiven and free. His blood still amazes me. Oh, it means everything to this wretched sinner. It covered my sins and made me a winner.
Let him win it back out into the world.
I'm not
afraid. I'm going to ask you to come pray tonight. Please, God wants to hear from you tonight.
Assurance.
Would you come?
I know that
please
I'm
come.
Saved.
You got a burden
I
somebody.
Can't go to hell. Amen. There's no way it can happen. The blood's been
applied.
Forever I'm wrapped in God's love.
Follow the Lord. Amen.
His blood still amazes me. Oh, it means everything.
Come on.
wretched sinner, it covered my sin and made me a winner. I'm not afraid of death and the grave. I've got sweet assurance. I know that I'm saved. I can't go to hell. There's no way it could happen. The blood's been applied. Forever I'm wrapped in God's love. His blood still amazes me.
I thank God for you, brother. Go ahead if you got some more. Okay.
This is a powerful meeting, powerful singing, powerful preaching, powerful call of God's Holy Spirit. We want, Brother Josh, come back over here if you will and we shake hands, we? Yeah. And we're going to sing another song, come around and shake hands with Brother Josh and tell him how much we appreciate him and we love him and we're praying for him. And again, I say this over and over again. I'm going to say it again. While he's standing over here and while we're coming around shaking hands, come to the altar if you need to. Yeah. Come back over here. I got to get my water.
More and more, Lord, I'll sing His praise.
wasn't going to do this, but I really feel I need to. This is the first time I got to preach here at Lima in about, you know, a few years. And the last time I was here, wasn't in a good spot. Dad just died, various things, just a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, that night, if I hurt anybody or said anything, you know, I was just kind of not in a good spot. But I love y'all. This is a great church. You got a wonderful pastor. And I just, man, it's kind of like a home away from home for me. So I love y'all. I just want to say that. God bless you.
Well, I can kind of sum that up. Last time you're here, you're done. Anything else on anybody's heart? Amen. Right. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. Anybody else? We're sure glad to be here tonight. Now, we're going to have a song here in a minute. This is our regular business meeting night. So we have a business meeting here. The way we do at the close of worship service, we have a song. Anybody that needs to leave or wants to leave, that way they have access, they have time to leave. And after the song's over, we dismiss service and call the church to order for business. Now, I want to tell all our visitors this. This gives you ample opportunity to leave. No problem if you leave. We're not trying to run you off, though. If you want to sit and observe our business meeting, you're more than welcome. And we're glad you're here. And whenever you leave, in just a little bit or a little later, whenever you leave, come back when you can. And especially, I want to say this, preacher, do you come back anytime you can. And I'm glad you had a 3 o'clock meeting today and didn't have church tonight so you could be with us. All right. If nothing else, go ahead and sing us a song.